This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
She's a host of video hits and constantly mistaken for Australia's Seeky Sound System lead singer, Connie Mitchell. Welcome to the Hump Day crew, Fuzzy from Video Hit.
Hey, Ginny, how you going?
I'm well, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, we're very excited because we've got a confession, actually. We've been going through your trash cans the last few weeks and we've dug up a few things about your past.
You have a McDonald's scholarship.
Yes, I did get a McDonald's scholarship.
Tell us about that.
Well, basically, in my last year at McDonald's, I wrote an essay and I submitted my requirements to be eligible for a scholarship. I basically had to work a certain amount of hours per week at McDonald's, and I had to submit my VCE grades, basically my current school grades, to try and see if I would win a scholarship in my state. And I think I was one of the people that won in Victoria. So I think I won myself like $1,500 or $2,000 or something like that.
Congratulations.
And then soon after that, I quit.
As you do.
I'm dying to know, what was the essay about?
I think it was about balancing my time with McDonald's and trying to achieve my long-term goals at the same time. I really don't remember everything specifically. I just remember I just wanted the money.
Nothing motivates a teenager like me.
Really, really quickly.
Now, what would you say would be one thing that you've taken from McDonald's that still serves you in life today?
I reckon... Oh, this is like turning into a Macca's job interview or something. No, I definitely reckon that it's forced me to try and balance my time, because I'd have my certain hours and then I had the rest of my time to do anything else I needed to cram into my life. So while in my final year of working at McDonald's, I was also working at a coffee shop in the city. I was also doing my degree at Melbourne University and trying to get work experience in media. So I crammed that all in.
So have you always been a busy person?
Sorry, have I always been a busy person?
Yeah.
Yes, I carry around a photo fact. Everyone thinks I'm a freak. I carry around this photo fact that I actually colour code it. So pink means that I have to go off to some sort of event. Green means I have to catch a flight somewhere. Orange means I've got a meeting or an appointment. And yellow means I've got to film something or do something related to work.
Oh.
Video
hit
style. Yeah.
Now, you've been the host of Video Hits for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And now, we probably get asked this all the time, but what is your favourite all-time interview?
It's too hard. Well, you know what? We were in London 2 weeks ago and we chatted to, of all people, Craig David, because he's got his Greatest Hits album out now. And he was hilarious. Oh. I thought he was great. I find people that have just been massive for a while and, you know, are a little bit quiet for a few years and then they come back out into the scene, I think they'd be fantastic to interview, because they've been there, done that, and they've seen it all.
And he's got a new look as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't have that. You know how he had those little bulb things on his head?
Yeah. The bulbs, yes.
Remember those? Yeah. Now he just can't be bothered. He just shaves it.
You'd think his beard would be his trademark, but it's actually his bulbs, isn't it, Fuzzy?
Yeah, the bulby head.
And have you had any challenging interviews?
I did have one with OC band Hello Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
They're an electro outfit. And they were really, really rude. They just kept on making sexual comments throughout the interview and stuff that we actually just pulled the interview altogether. We didn't put it to air because it wasn't even airable.
Wow.
How do you cope with that kind of awkwardness? I mean, it's kind of like you're working and you're kind of in front of a camera. So how do you kind of train yourself to cope with that kind of awkwardness?
Well, I guess it's still early. That was still early on in the piece. I think now I wouldn't be able to tolerate that as much anymore. So I would just say, sorry, guys, suddenly we've run out of time, and I'd cut the interview off short if I got the indication from the producers that they were over it.
So how much does
maybe if they have that, you know, that sign that they put across the neck, like,
cut this one, we're out of here.
Then I'll just get rid of it.
Is there anyone that you're still dying to interview?
Yes, loads. Janet, the Jackson, Mariah, all big names. Alicia Keys, I'd love to interview Alicia Keys. And coming up, we've also got MGMT. We've also got The Prodigy. The Prodigy are out for the big day out, and I've been wanting to meet these guys in such a long, long time, over 10 years. So it's a dream come true. So hopefully it happens.
You haven't interviewed Madonna yet, have you?
No.
How do you reckon?
G was like the only person in recent times that's interviewed Madonna.
How do you reckon you'd go with Madonna?
What's my view on Madonna?
Oh no, she looks like if she doesn't like an interviewer, I think she can tear them apart. How do you reckon you'd go?
I'd suck up to her.
Now, Fuzzy, we've got a bit of a game for you. We like to call these 101 questions.
Sure.
We've got a list of 101 questions here, and you've just got to pick four numbers at random,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to ask you the questions which from the number you picked.
Pick your first number.
48.
48. Are you a cat or a dog person?
Dog person.
Another number?
52.
52. What did you do last weekend?
Oh, I went to Bury, the countryside.
Oh, that's nice.
And I brought my dog with me, and he ran all across the farmland. It was great.
Wow. So that was obviously for pleasure, not for work.
Yes.
Yep. Do you get much holidaying time with your job?
Well, we get the standard 4 weeks annual leave. But that's if I'm able to schedule it in amongst all the stuff. I can't really say, I want leave during the big day out. So, only when there's a lull in the schedule.
Gotcha.
Okay, number one.
Number one. Who would you like to swap places with for 24 hours?
Barack Obama.
Oh. And what would you do for that 24 hours?
What couldn't I do? Jeez. I couldn't really overturn laws, could I? Because it's all very much a democracy right now, so it seems, in the States. I'd probably make some more keynote speeches. have a go at the UN. what else would I do? 24 hours, such little time. I'll try and get more allies on side, get more people on my side in that 24 hours.
Well, for our American listeners...
If they're still McCain supporters.
Yeah, for our American listeners, vote for Fuzzy next election. Fuzzy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Awesome. Well, we can catch you at the big day out.
Yeah. It goes to air in January, big day out stuff. I've also shot some stuff this year in Sweden and London, and that goes to air in the beginning of next year as well. So it's lots and lots of fun.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Fuzzy.
Cheers.
All right, you enjoy your time off. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye.
You too. Peace.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.